Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'm Jennifer Myatt, and today is episode 3. We're going to be talking about redefining worship, rearranging work to recreate our world. And I know that that's a very controversial title, but I did that for a reason. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I just want to thank you for tuning in either via recording or live. And I want to encourage you to please listen to this live and online. And should you have a comment or question, you can call in to 646-787-8473 and then either ask a question or make a comment. And then hang up because we want to leave space for anyone else who wants to call and make a comment. Thanks. So like I said, thank you for being here. I'm a teacher, a blogger, and I love to discuss topics related to consciousness and spirit-inspired living, as well as health and wellness. And so I teach comedic yoga as well as comedic Reiki. And I'm a lifestyle coach. I help people transition their lifestyle from maybe not so healthy to more healthy. So I love to talk about all of those topics. And if this is your first time listening to me live, then I would like to encourage you at this time to go and listen to the first couple of episodes, because these episodes the topics are building on each other. So I do want you to get the big picture. I only come on for about 30 minutes. I'm new to this, but I really enjoy doing it, and I want to continue. So we have a few things that are going to be changing soon, but, you know, we'll get to that when we get to it. So if you are not on my emailing list, I would like to encourage you to join it. There you get access to a library of free recordings, free meditations, free ebooks. And a lot of the ebook titles are very helpful self-development titles that you would love. And there are also several wealth consciousness books there. So I would encourage you to join the emailing list so that you don't miss out on all of that. As well as I have a free Facebook group called Regulators Daily Self-Mastery. And so this is all about the concept of regulating, but we're regulating ourselves and we're regulating in our lives. And every day we're moving towards mastering every aspect of ourselves, from our bodies to our minds to our hearts, all of that. And so I support you in that group, in that walk of self-mastery. So feel free to join that, and you can find access to all of those things on my website at yourwellnessiswealth.com. Okay, so let's get into the topic today, redefining worship. Now, what I want to talk about today has to do with my uncovering of what worship really is, or how to show or how to see the things in our lives that we worship. You know, of course, traditionally we know worship as being, you know, when we go to church, you know, on Sundays and we raise our arms and we say, you know, we give praise and we give thanks to God and to Jesus. We know that as worship. But there are other ways that we actually worship things in our lives. And so this led me to begin to look at and look into what the term worship really means. And so I started to dig into the etymology of the word worship and the meaning of that our God was called acknowledgement of worth. And so when you acknowledge something as being of worth, then you are worshiping it. And so you honor it and you regard it and you know that it's worthy to you. And so your actions are going to show that you're honoring and that you're regarding it as worth, as full of worth and as worthy. And so how do we really know what's worthy to a person? Well, we know what's worthy to a person by looking at, you know, where, what, and who their time, their attention, and their money is going to, okay? So that's how we know what's worthy. What's worthy in our lives, where are we giving our time? Where are we giving our attention? And what are we getting, giving our money to? So that was sort of the backstory on worship and connecting that to worth. And how do we really worship something? Like, we want to worship God more in our lives and we want to worship Jesus more. How does that really look outside of going to church every Sunday and, you know, of course, giving praise and thanks? What about the other 6 days of the week when we're not in church? And how can I do that more? And what else am I worshiping in our lives? Another thing that I thought about was when I thought about the Ten Commandments and why there was a need to include there shall be no other gods before me, you know, and I think, well, when you look at that practically, nobody else is really, I mean, what does that really mean, you know? And so I thought about our lives and how we live it and what are we worshiping? So that's what led me into uncovering the definition of worship. And so, well, are we deceiving ourselves in some way and how we're actually worshiping other things? So I started to look into the definition. I was like, okay, so this is about what we acknowledge as worthy. And are we acknowledging things as being worthy more than maybe things that we shouldn't or that aren't? Are we giving our time, money, and attention to things and making them worthy, therefore worshiping them more so than we should be giving our time, money, and attention, you know, to God or into the ways of God and into, you know, living according to and living in pursuit of goodness and more life and, you know, Christ consciousness and that sort of thing. And so the biggest example that actually spoke to me when I did the first episode is this thing that I'm seeing where we're celebrating death more than we are life. And what I'm talking about is we get in an uproar and we want to express all of this love and all of this attention when people die or when people begin to die. Then our attention shifts to them and what's going on with them, or we want to go and make T-shirts for people after they've died, and, you know, or we show up to funerals to people we haven't seen and spoken to in years, but we show up at their funerals, or we want to, you know, give the list and talk about all of the great things that they've done, you know, but we weren't prizing them and praising the great works and the great things and sowing into their lives when they were alive. You know, I see this happening with, you know, especially when we see young black males when they get killed and due to violence or whatever. I see we then want to worship them in their death. But how are we worshiping them, or how are we acknowledging them as worthy when they were alive? How were we sowing into their lives when they were here? I see this happen when people get sick, when, you know, when they have some sort of, when they get diagnosed with some sort of ailment or illness or disease, and they have to be, you know, receive certain treatments or go into the hospital, then our attention goes to that person. Now, of course, our attention should go to a person when they get into a space like that. But what I'm wanting us to look at, I want us to juxtapose right now, okay, the difference. And if we are not honoring and loving and actually acknowledging a person as worthy, or how often we are acknowledging a person's life and just life in general as worthy when we're here. There's a song that came to mind a lot, and it was sang a lot in church, and every time I hear it, it would bring tears to my eyes. But the song, "Give Them Their Flowers While They Live." And the song, I'm going to read a little bit of the lyrics, but give them their flowers while they live to try to cheer them on. Useless are the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Kind words are useless when folks lie cold in a narrow bed. Don't wait till death to speak kind words. Now should the words be said. Okay. Let us not wait to do good deeds till they have passed away. Now is the time to sow good seeds while here on earth we stay. So, you know, this spoke to me and speaks to me very loudly. And so much the challenge that I'm presenting today is, how are you worshiping life? Or are you worshiping life and death and all those people that are around you and all the people you're connected to and the people that you love? How can you acknowledge them as worthy now? How can you sow good seeds in their lives and give them their flowers, so to speak, now while they're living? Okay, how can you enhance a person's, a young black male life right now? How can you steer him or her in the direction of fulfillment, in the direction of goodness, and in the direction of productivity now, versus, you know, showing up in their lives and wanting to say how awful it is and how pitiful it is and how much of a shame it is after they have, after their life has been sacrificed. And it's not just the young black males. What about, you know, the everyday person that you pass at work or that you pass in the grocery store, in the gas station? You know, we're all challenged. We all can sometimes be challenged in life and are living with something difficult. We all have that thorn in our side, so to speak, that Paul talks about. How can we be filled with love and be filled with life enough that we can share love and life and acknowledge our life with love as worthy with our time, with our attention, and with our money right now? So that is the message for today, and that's what I wanted to share. If you have a comment or a question and you would like to call in, or if you would just like to call in to say hi, you can at this time. The number is 646-787-8473. Call in, and I think you just press 1, and that way I'll know that your hand is up and you have a comment. Today I wasn't able to broadcast on Periscope, so sorry about that, but I'm still sorting out all the technology, and so we'll be back on Periscope very soon. And in fact, I think I may just rehash this topic on Periscope when I finish here on this broadcast. So once again, thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in to this message. join my emailing list there. You can have access to my library of meditations, also affirmation PDFs. If you're just getting into affirmations and PDFs, I give a very good explanation of how to use affirmations and why we would even use affirmations. So let's talk about that for a minute. Why would we even want to use affirmations? Well, affirmations are used for mind training and for brain training and to actually train your thoughts, all right? So last two episodes I introduced and talked about the concept of metacognition and thinking about what you're thinking about. As you grow in consciousness is just speaking of the awareness, levels of awareness. And so as we're growing in levels of awareness of ourselves and our lives and life in general, we're becoming aware of ourselves on different levels. So being aware of our thoughts is very important because, as we know, life and the world is created from the inside out. So from your vibration, from your feelings, from your thoughts, from your visions, all of that goes outward, and everyone collectively creates this reality that we live in. Okay, now if that is a new concept to you, I would encourage you to, there are actually three things I'm going to share that you could begin to research to learn more about the nature of reality. From the science perspective, you can look into what's called quantum physics and subatomic particles. Deepak Chopra teaches about this heavily. He's one of my main teachers in regards to quantum physics, but it talks about how some physics, in the study of physics, they have observed subatomic particles, and subatomic particles are, we know what atoms are. So subatomic particles are the things that make up atoms, and we know that atoms make up everything in existence, right? So the things that make up atoms. So observing these subatomic particles underneath a microscope, of course, they were able to see these subatomic particles. But when they weren't looking at them, they weren't there. So basically it was like a recording, I think they did, of it. And so when they weren't there looking through the microscope, the subatomic particles were not there. They only came into existence when they looked for them. And so that is just a very bare reflection of this idea that what we give our time, attention to is actually what we create with our thoughts and with our mind. Now, from a religious perspective, what we're talking about is the Bible tells us that we were made in the image and the likeness of the Creator. And the creation story talks about how the Creator made the world in 7 days. And basically, so God existed, the Creator existed in some place and decided it wanted to create. And so it had an idea and a thought, and then it began to speak these things in the world as we know it, the cosmos, the universe, into existence. So if that's how God, the Creator, is, we are also made in the image and the likeness of that. Now, back to science for a moment. There are lots of pictures that compare and discuss the idea that the matter and the things that we're made up of are the same things that make up the stars and the solar system. So you can look, see pictures where they have compared a nebula, which is something that exists out in space, to the iris of an eye and how similar they look. Or when a star is created or born, and they compare that to an atom and how they look so much similar. So this is also a reflection of us as being microcosms of the macrocosm, or the bigger. So we're like smaller versions. That's what microcosm means, that we're smaller version of something larger, a macrocosm, which would be God the Creator. So it's very interesting. So that's another thing you can sort of research. There are some Bible verses that discuss how our thoughts create our reality and how we're made in the image and likeness of God. And a few of those, I'm going to just share Hebrews 11 and 3. And Hebrews 11 and 3 says, and let's see what version this is. This is the New International Version. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Okay, so that was Hebrews 11 and 3. And then Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do and not see. That's also the New International Version. So there are a few more. There's Proverbs 23 and 7, Matthew 7 and 8, talks about knocking the door shall be open. And so basically what I'm getting into now is the idea that so a man thinketh, so he is, which is a Bible verse. But the idea that is sometimes talked about in the law of attraction, well, all is what the law of attraction is, talks about how we, what we think is actually what we create. And Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door shall be open. What exactly is he talking about? So there's a whole reflection of these religious concepts and these concepts that Jesus talked about and that are mentioned in the Bible. There's a whole reflection of that in science and in what's called a study that's called metaphysics and quantum physics. All of these things have a reflection of this same science that what we are, what we feel, what we think, and what we believe is actually what we create here. And so, like I said, the law of attraction discusses that what you create or what you experience in your life is based on three things: asking, believing, and receiving. But having faith and trusting, of course, that that it's going to happen. So I wanted to talk about thought training because in this conversation of worship and what we're finding as worthy in our lives, this is a reflection of what we're creating and what we're experiencing in our lives. And so we're giving our time and our attention and we're deeming these things as worthy, things like death. This is what, then we want to go and give our attention to a sickness. We want to give our attention to the person when they're sick. We want to share our love, time, and money when they're sick or when they're dying or when they die. That's when we want to spend our money. We want to spend our money on flowers and send them. So I'm talking about this because I want us to bring attention and awareness to what we're actually giving our time and attention to and our money to, because this is where we're sowing our seeds, so to speak, and these are also the areas from which we're going to be reaping from. So now is the time to really take stock and take inventory on, okay, where is my time and attention going? Is it going to death? Is it going to sickness? Is it going to a bunch of TV time? Is it funerals? You know, how often am I going to, you know, sports games for my family members or my nieces and my nephews, or spending time with my friends, just time and joy and time and laughter versus I'm going to the hospital to visit somebody, or I'm going to so-and-so's funeral. So begin to take inventory of things like that. And because these are our seeds that we're sowing. So you want to sow your seeds, whether it be in the form of money, whether it be in the form of time, or in the form of your thoughts and attention. You want to sow those seeds in fertile ground, and ground that's going to give a harvest of the things that you want to see more of in your life. And this is how we recreate our world. This is how we do that. So begin to sow your seeds of time, money, attention, thought into life and into uplifting and goodness and love into someone's life who's alive right now. Maybe that may be in the form of being a mentor, being a teacher, or following forward and moving in your purpose that you feel you're called to do. You know, if you have a gift, that would be beautiful and could greatly enhance someone's life, then do it that way. Give in that way, and that's where you're sowing your seeds, and that's where you can expect to receive your harvest, is from wherever you're sowing your seeds. But we continue to sow our seeds into areas that we don't like, and that's where we're going to see a harvest from. Okay, so we're winding down. I want to thank you for tuning in via either recording or live, and feel free to email me. Feel free to let me know what you thought about the topic today by leaving a comment here on this platform. And I thank you. Peace and blessings. The number to call in, just these last few minutes, if anybody wants to share, is 646-787-8473. All you have to do is press 1, and I'll know you have a comment or a question. All right. And lastly, before we go, if you're interested in joining the Spirituality 101 series, you can do so at yourwellnessiswealth.com. You can join that class. We start tonight on the first class in that series, is Spirit Anatomy. And after that, we're going to go into Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. That's going to be the second class in that series. All right. So thank you all. Have a blessed day. Peace and love.